USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Can the Democratic field for the White House next year get any bigger? Montana Governor Steve Bullock has just become the 22nd Democratic candidate.
We need to defeat Donald Trump in 2020 and defeat the corrupt system that lets campaign money drown out the people's voice.
That from Bullock's video announcement posted this morning. He won re-election in 2016 when President Trump carried Montana by 20 points. Former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner just released from a Bronx halfway house this morning after being found guilty of sexting with a 15-year-old girl.
It's good to be out. Hope to get back to my family and make up for some lost time.
He'd been sentenced to 20 months in prison but spent the final months in a halfway house. He's been ordered to register as a level one sex offender. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry.
Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Russia today for talks with President Vladimir Putin that will reportedly cover the rising tensions between the United States and Iran, as well as the crises in Syria and Venezuela. Tiger Woods and his girlfriend Erica Herman are being sued for the wrongful death of an employee at the Woods restaurant in Jupiter, Florida. The parents of 24-year-old Nicholas Immersberger suing the restaurant Woods and Herman, who manages the establishment, after their son drank alcohol at the restaurant just before he was killed in a single vehicle crash in December. They allege the defendants knew that Immersberger had a drinking problem, but they'd regularly overserve him during and after his shifts. Woods says,
"We're all very sad that Nick passed away. It was a terrible night, a terrible ending, and just we feel bad for him and his entire family. It's very sad."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The House Judiciary Panel's announced an official notice of a hearing with former White House counsel Don McGahn, a hearing that's set to take place on the 21st. A committee source telling NBC News that McGahn has not confirmed he'll attend yet, but the hearing is to focus on his involvement in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. And Democratic chairman of the panel, Jerry Nadler, said last week, if McGahn doesn't show, quote, he will be subject to contempt. WhatsApp, the popular app used to communicate, says a vulnerability has allowed attackers to install spyware on phones. WhatsApp discovered early this month that attackers were able to install the commercial Israeli spyware on iPhones and Android phones as well by using the app's phone call function. The malicious code could be transmitted even if users didn't answer their phones. The calls often disappeared from call logs as well. WhatsApp says its investigation hasn't determined how many phones were targeted, but 1.5 million people worldwide use WhatsApp. And today marks the 72nd Cannes Film Festival's opening. Organizers of the prestigious festival in the south of France are this year taking steps to showcase female filmmakers after last year's protest. Before last year, only 82 women directors' films were allowed into that competition. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.